Good morning, my friends. I hope you're having an amazing Monday. I know it's a holiday today. What is it called? Day after Christmas. I forgot what it's called, but Merry Christmas if you're celebrating it, and happy holidays just in general. And I'm so excited for New Year's. And I want to say Happy New Year in advance as well, because this is the last time I'll be seeing you this year. Haha, see you next year. Haha, you know, all that. But today, I just want to talk all about New Year resolutions and vision boards, just like, you know, get in the mood of like going into the new year. So stay tuned. Let's go through this together. Let's walk the walk and talk the talk. If you've been watching the stories I put out on my Instagram, you would know that I'm in Iran right now. Sorry, I'm just drinking my coffee. And basically what happened is I gave my final exam. It went pretty crappy now that I think about it. But you know, it's all fine. Like once it's done, I don't think about it anymore. I will see, like I'll deal with it when it comes, like when the results comes, and then I'll deal with it, you know? I already gave the exam, like let it be, whatever, you know? So basically I finished my exam and then I went to... like I went home, and then the next day I watched Avatar 2, and then I went to bed, and then the next day I was in Mashhad, or like I was in Tehran in Iran, you know? So I felt like that 3 days, that 72 hours was all like sewed together. And then the past 3 days I've been vacationing like nonstop in Tehran, so I've been like full vacation mode. And you know what that means is like wake up at 8 a.m., eat breakfast hotel, because you don't want to miss the buffet, right? You already paid for it. And then go some, like, do touristic stuff, and then come back, eat somewhere, and then rest a little bit, and then go out again. You know, that, like, full on, that's, like, a full-time job. Like, that's actually very exhausting. So I've been doing that for 3 days. And then now I finally, just, like, a few hours ago, I got to my city, Mashhad, which is, like, the second biggest city in Iran. And it's about an hour and a half. No, actually, it was an hour, 10 minutes exactly away from Tehran. And I just finally got back and I went and visited my grandparents and I came to my own home. And I'm so excited because I'm like so comfy right here. Like I was just saying the whole thing. Like I feel like the past few week, like past week exactly, like maybe past 6 days, I didn't get any rest. Like, I know I was having fun, but I didn't get any rest because, like, I was just doing stuff. And I'm very extroverted, but I feel like once I go out too many days in a row, I just need one day to recover. That's it. Like, I just need one day to lay at home and do nothing, or even just, like, stay at home. Just, like, you know, I gotta, like, balance it out. That really throws off my balance. So, yeah. Then I just got back home and I'm, like, in my comfortable little bed, and like I'm chilling, and I made myself some coffee. I actually did something really cool, you know. I took this like instant coffee powder that I had, because I just realized I ran out of espresso powder here. So I took an instant coffee powder, and then it wasn't sweet at all. So I was like, okay, what do I do? And I took some caramel syrup, which I had from before, and I poured it into my instant coffee, and it actually tastes so good. It tastes like the coffee I buy from outside. Ew. Maybe you don't like those like slurping sounds. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll edit them out. I'll see how it sounds. If it doesn't gross me out, I'm keeping it. Okay. If it grosses you out, I'm sorry. Yeah, so now I'm like so excited to talk about what I want to talk about today, because I didn't, like I mentioned, right? I was so busy the whole of December. Usually I do these stuff starting from like mid-December, but I was so busy this whole month up until now that I didn't really have time to think about my vision board and my New Year's resolution this year, because I do this every year for the past 5 years. I mean, I had New Year resolutions, but you know, it's like everyone had New Year resolutions and you don't really follow them, you know. It's just like, it's just things you say or things you write. But then from 5 years ago, I started taking it really, really seriously. And I was just looking at my old vision boards and I realized like I made a vision board starting from 2018. So 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. Yeah, so I have 5 vision boards and this is going to be my 6th year doing this. And of course, like I didn't take them that seriously the first 2 years maybe, but I think like now it's like a very integral how to say, like, it's a very important part of my year planning. Like, I think once I have my vision board ready, once I have my visions and goals ready, then I'm ready to go into the new year. I told you guys last time that I will post my old vision boards just to show you, like, a comparison, what I wished for versus what I got, because almost everything that I wrote on my vision board has already come true. And if it didn't come true, it's either something that's out of my control, like it's something that I can't control, or it's something that is in the progress, like it's in the process, like it's happening, the wheels are turning, you know? So that's the thing, like, now for this year, I'm going to focus on my vision board heavily on the things that I can focus on, you know? I don't want it to... I think that was a mistake. Like, that was a mistake for me to put things that's not really... Like, manifesting versus, like, your vision board, there's a slight difference. So I'll get into it a bit later, okay? I'll explain it a bit later. But then, yeah, I was... like I was saying, I was going to post it. But then what happened was... I went to look for my old vision boards. So I have the two most recent years, and then the older ones, I had them like somewhere under my bed or something. And I went to look for them and I couldn't even find them, you know? And I looked everywhere and I couldn't find them. And then I was like, okay, this is probably a sign that I shouldn't share them, because it's not a good omen. Like, it's not a good, what is it called? Like, it's not a good habit in general to tell people about your visions and goals. I'll get into like the scientific part of it as well, but basically when it comes to like manifestations or even vision boards, it's just like you're not really supposed to tell people about them or show them, showcase them like that. And even though they were things that were there already and I achieved them, and they're old, like literally I would Photoshop myself into things and put them on my old vision boards, and they literally came true. I had like side by side comparison, like I could do that. But then I feel like it just kind of takes away from the part of it that's like, that's my vision, you know? And scientific part of it that I was going to talk about is, I just saw this on Instagram the other day and I was like really mind blown. It said, when you tell people about your plans or your dreams, or like your goals or something that you're going to do, if it's something that excites you, like for example, right, I'll be like, yeah, this year I'm going to start a podcast, like I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So by me telling this to other people, it already releases like dopamine and adrenaline and all the good hormones that I want, like all the reactions that I would want to get from achieving this goal. So I tell this goal to everyone, and or like to when I say it to someone, it already gives my body the reaction that I would get if I already achieved it, right? So when you tell about your goals to someone, you get the reaction as if you already achieved it, and then you don't have that drive anymore to go and actually achieve it and then get that dopamine or get that, you know, adrenaline high or whatever, you know? I hope I'm explaining this correctly, but basically that's what it means. So for me, it's like, it's not a good idea in general. Just like do it and then you enjoy the benefits that it brings you, you know, whether it's like emotionally or the happiness that it brings you. Just do it and then get it from that organically. But if you tell people, it will come to you inorganically and you will feel the happiness or feel the pride or feel like the joy or whatever, but you haven't actually done any of the work and you haven't actually done anything. So that's the reason why you shouldn't talk about your goals and dreams. And I'm not going to really talk like specifically about my visions and my resolutions for this year, but I will still like cover them a little bit. But yeah, that's why I was like, okay, maybe it's not a good idea to show my vision boards, my older ones. Yeah, and I advise you to do that too. Don't really like showcase everything you want to do like to other people. And there's also like the aspect of it which I really believe, evil eye and all that. It would just, and also another thing is when you tell people about what you're going to do, like about your plans, you're actually setting yourself up for failure, you know? Because if you fail in the comfort and in the privacy of your own life, that's so much easier for you to get back up on your feet and continue and like try again or do something different than if you make this huge scene out of something and like you tell everyone, I'm gonna do this, and then you fail, like you're setting yourself up, you know? Like in hindsight, wouldn't you want to protect yourself from like the embarrassment or the judgment or whatever, like don't put yourself in the spotlight for something you haven't done yet. You know, once you achieve it, then yeah, go in and claim all the spotlight and claim all the credit that is due, you know. But when you haven't achieved it yet, then don't, you know, don't go out and don't do that to yourself, basically, okay? I'm over explaining it. I'm waiting for the coffee to kick in. So, let me tell you, what is a vision board and why do I love it? New Year resolutions is straightforward. We know what they are. It's like, okay, this year I'm going to do this and this and this, okay? It's basically your goals and your targets for the year. That's it. Easy. Vision boards is who you want to become. A vision of yourself that you want to create for the coming year. Okay, so the way it works is you get like an actual physical board, like those A3 or even bigger, or like the hard cardboard vision boards, okay? That's how I do it anyways. I get a hard cardboard, like a really cute color or whatever. You can buy it from any stationery store. And then you put your vision for the year into that. But when you look at it, you're not looking at like goals. Like it's not going to be written like, oh, read 30 books, go to the gym 5 times. It's not like that. Because that's your New Year resolutions. Your vision boards is going to be who you want to become. It's going to be like as if it's already happened, right? So for example, if your New Year resolution is to go to the gym 3 times a week, or your New Year resolution is to become like more fit or more healthy, then on your vision board, you're not going to write that down. You're going to write that down for your New Year resolution. But for your vision board, you're going to put like a Photoshop picture of yourself with your ideal body, or a Photoshop picture of yourself in the gym. Something like that. Something that shows you doing what you want to achieve. So when you look at this board, you see yourself in the ideal way that you want to be, as your quote-unquote highest self, or whatever you want to achieve that year. Basically, if this year you just want to lay back, take it easy, then that's what you put on the vision board. You want to look at the board and you want to be reminded of what you want to do that year, you know? That's the basic idea of it. So you have to first start by writing your New Year resolutions. You have to write the targets that you have, the targets you want to reach, and then you go a little bit deeper and you find the vision that you're trying to achieve, okay? Then, like the example of the fitness, or for example, you want to make, your goal is to make maybe like, I don't know, $100,000, then your vision would be like, be an entrepreneur or like have your, start your own business or something like that, right? So how you have to find a way to correlate them and make your vision come true. So maybe you edit yourself with like your product, or you edit yourself with like, I don't know, your Instagram account with however many followers. You have to edit it, like Photoshop it as if it already happened. So every time you look at it, you're going to be inspired and it will remind you of what the final goal is. What are you fighting for? Like, yeah, you want to make 100K, but why are you doing it? Is it because like financial stability? Is it because you want freedom? Is it because you want to travel? Whatever. You put everything that correlates to that and tie it all together and put it on the vision board, because that's the vision of your life that you want to have. So here's step one, okay? Go somewhere quiet. This is what I'm going to do, probably tomorrow or after tomorrow. I'm going to go to a quiet cafe. I'm going to bring my notebook. I like to take handwritten notes, but like it's up to you. I'm going to write down, what are my New Year resolutions? Is it aligning with my 5-year plan? Is it aligning with my future plan? And I identify my New Year resolutions, and then I connect them to my vision board. Now, for the vision board, because it's going to be a visual representation, I also like to choose one centerpiece. So this practice I actually learned from Amber Scholl. I think I'm not pronouncing her last name correctly, but she's on YouTube and I love watching her videos. I've been watching her for many years. And that's where I think learned initially about vision boards. And she was sharing about how she got all her dreams like come to life. But a centerpiece of your vision board is basically kind of like the focus of attention of that year. The theme of the year. Yeah, so it's basically the theme of the year. So for example, I saw on Instagram someone's theme of the year was just one word, present. So she just print present and put it in the middle of the board. But for me personally, 1 year before, like last year, I think my centerpiece was life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So it's just a quote. So usually it's either a quote, a sentence, a word, something that inspires you and sets the tone for the year. And this year, actually, my centerpiece, the quote was, "We create our own reality." And I think just knowing the quote, something that really sums up the year. So you look at your resolutions, you look at your vision, and you find one word or one quote that really ties it in together that you want to follow, you want to keep looking back at it and get inspired every time you read it. I haven't found my this year's quote yet, but I'm going to try to find it tomorrow after tomorrow when I go to plan my year. And then after that, once you have the centerpiece, then you go into the vision and you Photoshop yourself into it as if it already happened. Like if there's a car that you really want, you don't just stick the photo of the car in. You have to make it feel really personal, like exactly the way you want it to be. So for when I wanted to get my driver's license, right? I think it was 2 years ago or yeah, it was not this year's vision board. It was on my last year's vision board, I think. No, actually it was on my this year's vision board. No, it was last year's vision board. Yeah, because I got my driver's license in November last year, right? So when I made my vision board on January or this January 2021, I edited, like I found the picture of a driver's license from like Google, from Hong Kong's driver license. Like you got to be super specific about it. I found the picture of Hong Kong driver license. I edited out the personal information. I added my own name, my own Hong Kong ID, like my personal information. And then I completely like Photoshopped it as if it's my own. Like, okay, don't arrest me. Like, it's not like I'm like making fraud. Okay, this is for good purposes only. And then I just like printed it out and I put it in there. And then that was January 2021, right? And I got my driver's license in November 2021. So that's exactly. And like right now, my driver's license look exactly like the picture that I edited. And another example is, for example, I wanted to go on exchange, right? Like an exchange semester at university, and I edited exactly my number one choice that I wanted to be on to like the portal system that, hey, you have been submitted or like successful application, the portal system, exactly that university. And I got exactly that university, right? So make it super specific, like just Photoshop it, do what you need to do. Like, I don't know, Photoshop yourself, Photoshop the name, make it super personalized and exactly the way that you want it to come to life. So don't be so generic. Don't put like a picture of a book or like don't do that. Okay, that's not even gonna work. Like you're just gonna make it look like whenever you look at it, you're like, yeah, I did that. Like it looks exactly the way you want it to look like. It's actually really fun. Like for me, doing this whole vision board every year is kind of like a tradition right now, right? It's like, it makes me really excited. I love the whole process. Like I will put on like a long podcast or like a long YouTube video or something. I'll edit my videos. I'll print them out. I'll stick them on the board, like make it really cute and all. And I just love it. And then when you're done with the board, you got to put it somewhere that you're going to see it every day. Like you're just going to look at it every single day. And you know, you don't know how much that helps in terms of like achieving your dreams and stuff, because you will see it every day and it's going to be like constant reminder. And you're like, what am I doing? You know, you won't, like when it comes to building goals and like achieving goals and like building habits and all, I think I mean, speaking for myself, I get distracted, you know, but when I have something right in front of my eyes, I'm like, hey, remember you started this year. This is what's really important to you. Don't get sidetracked. You're looking at the board and it's going to remind you exactly of what you want to do, you know? So that's basically what I'm going to do in the coming few days. Another advice, don't be lazy about it. Just do it ASAP. As soon as possible. Don't let it go into January, because I have years that I didn't do it before January the 1st. And you know, you just kind of get lazy. You're like, ugh, it's already New Year anyways. And I just leave it until like end of Jan or something. I don't want to do that this year. So yeah, word of advice. You know, you're having public holidays right now. Just do it right now, you know. Don't let it sit for too long. And yeah, so now I want to talk about what I want to do for this year, my vision. So this year for my vision board, actually, I think I'm going to try to split it into 3 or 4 sections. So usually I have the centerpiece and I have all my visions like scattered all across the board. But this year I want to like really divide the board into like 3 or 4 like segments, physical like separated segments. So I can like keep those parts of my life kind of more focused. So I don't know if it's real or not, but I read somewhere one time that people can usually only focus on three things at once and make it really well, like make it work really well. And I don't know if that's real or not, you know? So for example, it's like you can have three things that you're working on simultaneously at the same time. Simultaneously, maybe. I don't know how to say that word. But basically, there's only three or four things you can work on at the same time. So three things, and that is like school, social life, and I don't know, fitness. Or like the three things are work, education, like love life, whatever. You know, three things that you can do really, really well at the same time. So I think I want to split my ward into three or four things. And it's going to be, for example, one part of it is going to be my school life. Like I really have to focus on school. Like I think this semester I kind of neglected it a lot. And I think education is important. So that's going to be one of the parts. The second part is going to be my own company. And the third part is going to be the podcast. And for the fourth part, I'm thinking if I should do either like personal life, like, you know, personal life, including like enjoying myself, social life, etc. And also my fitness journey. So I'm not sure how I would like set it up exactly, but I'm sure that the top three priorities for my 2023 is going to be school, startup, podcast. So that's like what I know for sure. And then what I want to do, like in terms of goals, I already told you guys about the comfort zone thing, because I want to really try to step out of my comfort zone a lot this year. I want to be like so uncomfortable. I want to be so uncomfortable, and I want to grow so much. Like I want to see, like, low key, you know, I have a little bit of like an obsessive personality. What, like now I'm like so obsessed with the whole idea of like not being comfortable and whatever, and that I would just want to like see how far I can go. Like I want to see how much I can grow in 1 year, like in 2023. I want to keep challenging myself and like working super, super, super hard, that I want to see like how far of a different position I will be by the end of 2023 compared to the beginning of 2023, you know? Because 1 year actually can put you ahead so many years. Like if you work really, really hard and like focus, I think that's something I need to do. Like focus on the things that are important to you for 1 year with discipline and consistency. It's gonna like push you ahead a few years, you know? You're gonna get done a few years work in 1 year. So I want to see, like, really challenge myself and see how far I can go. And updating on the comfort zone challenge, we already made the group chat. A couple of people have joined. Thank you guys, I love you. I hope we can all challenge ourselves and like be out of our comfort zone. And this year I already kind of started. You know what I did this year? This week, what I did is, since I landed in Iran, I've been very social. Like I've been talking to everyone. Like I will walk into the store and be like, hi, how are you, blah blah blah. The thing is, I am like that. Like I am just like, I like to actually, what is it called, like when you chit chat with random strangers, is it called, I don't know what it's called, let me think. Ding 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 ding. Oh yeah, I know, it's called small talk. It's literally called small talk. So I usually, if I'm in Hong Kong and stuff, or like if I meet people that are in the mood to small talk, I like small talk. I like talking to people. I like people. But somehow when it comes to Iran, I get a little bit like unsure of my social skills, because my Persian is good, but it's not like modern, I guess. Like I don't know how, because I only talk with my parents and my grandparents in Persian, in Farsi, you know? So I don't talk to people my age. Like when I see people my age, I don't really know how to, like, you know, like it's kind of like, so that's why I'm not like super confident in my Persian Farsi skills and my Iranian social skills. So I always like kind of act shy, or not shy, but I'm not active. I'm not proactive. Okay. I'm kind of passive when it comes to like social life in Iran, but that is no longer me, guys. I am a changed woman. Ever since I stepped foot in Iran, ever since I passed through the passport, I went in and I said, hello, good evening, you know, to the officer. And he was so nice and he just like stamped my passport and I walked right in. And then ever since I stepped past through that board, I'm a different woman. Like, I'm so confident right now. My Farsi is so good. My social skills are amazing. I just, like, wherever I go, I talk to people. And that's my first out of comfort zone challenge of the week, okay, of the year. And that was amazing. I love it. I love talking to people. And also about the name, someone recommended comfortable being uncomfortable. And I think that someone was me. I think I recommended that. So actually, I just tried to go back into my Instagram and look at the names that my fellow challengers suggested, but I couldn't go back in because my VPN wasn't working and Instagram is unfortunately banned in Hong Kong, in Iran, as of like last month, I think. So yeah, I couldn't see them, but I'll share them on my stories. Yeah, so I was saying that I want to step out of my comfort zone. That's the first thing. The second thing, like the actual goal, is I want to read more books this year in 2023, because in 2021, I read 12 books, okay? And that's an average, like, one book per month. I think that's pretty good, honestly. I think it's very, like, when you're trying to build a habit of reading, it could be, like, very daunting and exhausting. And you have to like actively put the time. If you have a full-time job, I totally understand. Like, it's hard to put time to read. So I think in 2021, I did a really great job. And I was actually surprised because it was the first time I think I actually kept track of the books that I read in the year. I wrote them down. And I was like, wow, I actually read 12 books. That's actually pretty good. So then when I was doing my vision board for 2022, I was like, okay, I'm going to be like really ambitious. And I'm going to say I want to read 30 books. So I set my goal for 2022 to read 30 books and I reached it by, I think, September. Yeah, I think I reached it by September, mid-September-ish. And as of now, I've read 38 books this year. So my goal was 30 and I actually ended up with 38, you know, just high achiever things, you know. But yeah, when I set the goal, I thought it's like really like overachieving. Like, I thought that I'm actually like overestimating the number of books I can read, but once I got into the good flow, I could finish probably a book within like a week and a half. So then this year I want to go even like more out and about, and I want to challenge myself to read 50 books this year, and that's an average of a book per week. And two of the weeks I'm gonna have to read two books, because you know there's 48 weeks in a year. So yeah, that's another part of this year that I want to share with you guys. I want to read 50 books this year. But the thing is, throughout November and December, ever since I reached like 37 books or like 35 books, I kind of slowed down a lot because I'm like, okay, I already reached my goal and I got really busy. And then this last book that I've been reading, this like negotiation book, it was for a course, right? So then once the course ended, like I already read the parts that were important. But once the course ended, like I still have like 3 or 4 chapters left. Like 200 pages. But I'm just like, I have zero motivation to read it, but I know I want to finish it before 2022 ends, because like I don't want to go into the new year with like an old book, you know? That's like bad omen. Like that's not good, okay? So then I want to finish it, but I have like no motivation because the course already ended and it's like a textbook kind of. Like, I know, like you guys know that book, the negotiation book's called Getting to Yes. That was the optional reading, so I have that book. But then there's a compulsory reading and it's a textbook, so I'm like, okay, I have to finish it because like, why do I have to finish it again? Because I have to. Okay, I have to finish it. I already read like half of it, more than half, so I want to finish the actual book even if it's a textbook. So I'm just telling you guys, like, I'm gonna push myself. I promise next week when we talk, I'm already reading a new book. I'm gonna finish this book today and tomorrow. And then I'll get into a new book on January 1st. And I have the book with me. I'm going to read The Power of Now. It's kind of like a spiritual book. I don't know much about it, actually, but I just know everyone talks about it. Everybody. It's one of those like classic self-help books. And I want to read it. And I kind of read like 20 pages and I was kind of like, I wasn't in the mood. You know, when you read like a spiritual book, you need to be in the mood. you know? I have to be in a mood that's, like, spiritual. Otherwise, I'm just reading the words and it doesn't really, like, it's not hitting me, you know? And I think first I was like, ah, this book is so overrated. Like, this guy, he's talking about this out-of-body experience. He was probably just, like, disassociating, like, talking about, oh, like, mind, enlightenment, all that. And then, but then now I'm like, no, come on, like, this book is so good for a reason, right? It can be me. So I'm going to start it over on January 1st. So yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah, so I told you guys that's one thing. And another goal of mine that I'm going to share with you guys is I want to be really, really consistent with this podcast and with this, like, whole Instagram page of this. Like, you know, I'm posting every day, right? So I'm going to try to do that until my holiday break ends, probably. And then from that onwards, I'm going to still post like maybe 3-4 times a week. I really, really love doing that. I love making those reels. Like, it's so satisfying for me. It's so fun. And I also love making the posts. They're so cute. And it's a hobby, you know. I really actually truly enjoy doing them. But I think I sometimes struggle a bit with consistency. You know, I get bored very easily and then I just give up. But then I'm like, what would have happened if I actually continued that thing, etc. So this year I'm going to actually stick to it. And that's a promise that I'm going to make to myself. And other than that, another goal is just, like, be very disciplined. Like, work really hard and just be disciplined, but also have fun and be balanced just the way I am. So yeah, that's like the overall tone of the year. Maybe I'll share my tagline for the year with you guys once I have it, like, the quote of the year. If you're searching for the quote of the year, like, for your theme, just go on, like, Pinterest and just scroll through a bunch of motivational quotes, and when you see the right one, you will know it. Like, it will just speak to you, you know. It's just gonna be like, yeah, that's it, that's exactly what I want to do this year. Like, for example, that was like life begins at the end of my comfort zone. That was exactly what I wanted to do that year, and that's exactly what I did. Or like this year when I said we create our own reality. That's exactly what I wanted to do, because I believe that I can build the reality that I want, and that's the theme of the year, so I chose it. So I know I can just, like, go through Pinterest and find the new code of the year and set the tone. And I really think 2023 is going to be an amazing year. I mean, I say that every year, and it actually does turn out to be amazing years, but for me, this is, maybe it's a bit sad, not for me, for other people. It's like when you ask someone, especially older people, like, if you ask them, like, what year was the best year of your life? Or, like, they would just, like, randomly start talking about, you know, when I was, like, 27, that was the peak of my life. I was doing this and that. But for me, I don't ever want that to happen to me. Like, can you imagine, like, me being 30 and then being like, oh, when I was 22, that was the best year of my life, and everything went downhill? No, I have every control in my hands to make my life, like, the peak. Like, that's why I say it every year. I'm not gonna be a person who's just gonna look back and be like, yeah, that year was the best year. No, every year is gonna be my best year, and every year I'm gonna get better, and I'm gonna grow, you know? And getting better, by the way, when I talk about this year is going to be better than last year, this year is going to be better than last year, I'm not talking about, like, material things or chasing the highs or, like, accomplishments or whatever. It's about living, you know? And that's something that I just recently come to realize, is I'm not chasing highs anymore. Like, yeah, my accomplishments and whatever fields are important to me. And of course, it feels good when you achieve something and when you build something, or, you know, when you do something and you're proud of yourself, that feels great. You know, the high that comes with that is great. But I'm not going to be continuously chasing happiness and chasing accomplishments and chasing the highs from achieving something. I'm not going to do that anymore, because I'm not saying, like, I do it a lot, but obviously unconsciously everyone does that. Like, we're all just looking to do things that makes us happy, right? But this year, what I really, really, really truly learned is stop forcing yourself to be happy and stop forcing yourself to be satisfied all the time. And that comes back to mindfulness, right? Just live in the moment. When you're sad, be sad. Don't try to force yourself to get out of the sad mood and be happy. When you're upset, be upset. When you're disappointed, be disappointed. Feel the emotions, because the ups and downs, once you learn to enjoy whatever part of the process you are in, life becomes so much better. Because then you know that this is like the wavelengths of life. This is ups and downs, you know? I'm perfectly fine. I know I'm having a crappy day today. I'm not feeling my best. And I'm gonna feel it. I'm not gonna try to like do something to make myself feel better. No, I'm supposed to feel this way right now. There's a reason why I'm sad, right? There's a reason why I feel the way I do. And let me just go through the emotions, go through the feelings. Yeah, you're having a bad day. Just stay in bed and watch a show. You don't have to like go climb like a mountain and chase the high, you know? So that's the thing. And that's why when I'm talking about like next year is going to be the best year ever, and the year after that is going to be the next best year ever, and it's going to keep getting better and better, I'm not talking about like material things and accomplishments and stuff. It's just about how I feel. I'm going to feel the best that I've ever felt, you know, no matter what happens. Like, whatever happens every year, I want to feel better than I did the year before. And if there's something that happens that stops me from achieving that, I have free will and I have the power to change that and turn it around and kind of find fulfillment in whatever situation I'm going through. Because I just refuse to be a person who looks back and goes like, oh yeah, I remember I had such dreams. I remember I thought I was unstoppable. No, that's not going to be me, because that just gives me chills. Like every time I think about that, that just gives me chills. When people say like, I remember I used to think I was unstoppable and then life happened. That just is like so scary to me. That to me is like giving up. I'm not going to give up to life. Like I know that adversity will happen. I know that difficulties, ups and downs, this is just life, you know, and I've accepted that fully. But I know whatever happens, I'm going to make the most out of it. And I'm not going to let life, quote unquote life, bring me down and be like, yeah, you know, I had responsibilities. I had to pay the bills. I had to do this. So I gave up on my dreams. No, I'm not going to let that happen to myself. And I don't know. Let me know if you relate to that, you know. Sometimes I feel like it's not really, not to say it's not relatable, but I just think it happens so often that people kind of just accept that, like that the dreams that you have at 20 versus the life that you will have at 40 is going to be like 180 degrees different. Some people just like accept that and go like, yeah, that's my fate, but I'm not going to do that. That's not going to be me. Okay. Yeah. Just putting it out there to the God, to the universe and to God, you know, I'm not going to bow down to quote unquote fate or quote unquote destiny, because I believe we build our own destiny, and whatever comes your way, a challenge is, there's no such thing as a challenge. Okay. It's a opportunity. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. Every challenge is an opportunity. Every problem you get is an opportunity. Yeah, I think that's enough motivation for the day. I hope you have a great, amazing holiday season, and go do your vision boards, go do your mood boards. And also, oh yeah, I was going to tell you this. If you want me to keep you accountable for whatever like New Year resolutions you have, just let me know. And you can always like text me, DM me, and report back to me. And if you don't report me for a while, I will actually text you back and I'll be like, hey, how's that going? Okay. I love doing that. I love like keeping people accountable. Okay. So I told you guys about my goals, right? First of all, be consistent with the podcast and the posting of social media. Secondly, do the out of comfort zone challenge every week. Thirdly, read 50 books. So I'm going to post about them on my stories and you guys keep me accountable. And if you want me to keep you accountable for your New Year resolutions, let me know. So yeah, my throat hurts a lot. I think it's because, first of all, I talk a lot. That's the number one main factor. Sorry. And secondly, the weather here is super dry. Like the brand, super dry. So yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. See you on Monday. See you next year. Haha. Okay, bye.